Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to bring you a devotional that gives you a glimpse, gives you a window into some of the topics and things that we discuss at the Colony of Mercy, at Barbara's Place. And so this past week at the Colony, we were talking about fellowship and what it means to be in fellowship with other believers. And I think here in Western culture, we kind of have a watered down view of fellowship. We kind of look at fellowship just as friendship, of just being around people. But that's not what we really see on the pages of Scripture. There's in John chapter 13, Jesus had just washed the disciples' feet. Judas was gonna betray him, and in verse 34 of John chapter 13, Jesus says, "I give you a new command, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And so, when we are in fellowship, we are to love one another. And Jesus even tells us the way in which we're to love one another. We're supposed to love one another the way He has loved us. And this new commandment comes after Jesus has just gone from the place of prominence at the head of the table at dinner, put on the garments of a slave, and washed His disciples' disgusting feet. Jesus gives us a picture of what He's about to do on the cross, where He lays down His life. The God of the universe humbled Himself, came down, put on flesh clothes, and died in our place. And so that is how we are to enter into relationship with one another. We are to love one another with that sacrificial love. And as we do that, as we walk that out, Jesus says that people will know that you are my disciples because of the way you love one another. This isn't I love you or I'm in relationship with you because of what I can get from you. This is a laying down of life, a laying down of rights type of love. And that is the kind of love, that is the kind of fellowship that will be different than the world. The world will be able to look at the way we love one another and know that we belong to Christ, know that we are His followers. We follow a crucified Savior, so our lives need to be one of crucifixion, of laying down our rights, laying down our life for fellow believers. And so part of this is really entering into these relationships that are intrusive. Fellowship is not just being friendly with, it is actually allowing other people into my life, allowing other people access, allowing other people to speak truth into my life. And we see this, Jesus in Luke chapter 6, and this is probably one of the most famous passages, even if people who aren't Christians can probably quote this passage of Scripture. In Luke 6, verse 37, it says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." And so this verse gets taken out of context all the time to say, hey, don't judge. Like, don't judge other people. But as believers, when we're in fellowship with one another, we are actually called to judge one another. We're called to hold each other accountable. We're called to that intrusive community, that intrusive fellowship that allows other people to tell me about me. Because you know what? Sin is deceptive. And sin, guess who it deceives first? It deceives me first. And so I need to be in fellowship with believers who love me enough to come to me and tell me about me. Tell me about the sin they see in my life. But Jesus here, in verse 41 of Luke chapter 6, says, "Why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but don't notice the beam of wood in your own eye?" And so the call as Christians is not to judge one another, but that when we judge one another, we're not doing it from a place of being above that person, but that we are in the same boat as, we are coming alongside. That's why Jesus says, "Why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but don't notice the beam of wood in your own eye?" Is that we should be so aware of our own sin that when we're addressing the sin in someone else's life, we do so in a caring and loving way. Jesus goes on to say, "Or how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the splinter that is in your eye,' when you yourself don't see the beam of wood in your eye?" He says, "Hypocrite, first take the beam of wood out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the splinter in your brother's eye." And Jesus purposely uses the beam and the splinter as a contrast, that the sin in my life should be the sin that actually bothers me the most. If someone else's sin is bothering me more than my own sin, then I have something wrong going on in my spiritual walk. I need to be more offended by my sin than the sin of others. And when I'm aware of the beam in my eye, when I'm aware of the sin that's still present in my life, and I go inward before I go outward. So anytime we're gonna point out sin in someone else's life, whenever God calls us in that intrusive community, in that intrusive fellowship, to have hard conversations with people, to address the sin in their life, we always go inward. We always look at ourselves first. We always look at the sin in our life, because when we do that, we realize our need and we know how far we still fall short, and it makes us then approach that other person in gentleness. We approach that person not from being above them or being better than them, but we approach them as brothers and sisters in Christ that are on the same journey towards Christlikeness, on the same journey towards holiness. And Jesus says, "Take the beam out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the splinter in your brother's eye." And again, I think the imagery here, the image of an eye, is pertinent. Because if you have something in your eye and you have asked someone to help you get something out of your eye, you know that your eye is very sensitive. It is a sensitive membrane of your body, and you wouldn't want someone coming at you very roughly and very crudely with a pair of tweezers towards your eye. You'd want them to be gentle. You'd want them to be careful. You'd want them to go slow. And that is the imagery that Jesus is using here, that when we enter into this intrusive community with one another, that we are so aware of our own need that when we go to take the splinter out of our brother's eye, that we do so with a gentleness that's restorative, and not we don't go at them roughly and cause more damage than actually when we're trying to help them. And so we want to do so. We want to restore one another gently. We want to be so aware of our need that we gently restore others. And that is what community looks like. That's what fellowship looks like. I hope you've enjoyed this short little devotional. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can give me a call at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next week.